Come on, man.
Bro.
Wait, you're seeing the PS5
in
this, right?
I know everybody loves our podcast. It's from Trim from Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram. We are here. All right. Yes.
Episode 160.
Sorry, guys. Relax. It's all right. We know. We're amazing.
Is it true you're sleeping on a futon, Sean?
This is From Shrooms to Skyrim with Matthew and Hiram featuring Sean and Carlos. The show neither by Shrooms nor by Skyrim. Those are just the motherfucking parameters. And now here's a word on our sponsors, goddammit. This episode is brought to you by Sandbar, Coconut Grove, 3064 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133, Home of the Fish Taco, Happy Hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7, Taco Tuesdays, Tacos Half Off. Sandbar, Coconut Grove. This episode also brought to you by The Last Carrot at 3133 Grand Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33133. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Family owned since 1975, your go-to place for fresh, wholesome eats. The Last Carrot.
Yee.
Wait, so you have the full feed, right? Because I'm not seeing like what I usually see.
Getting out of hand.
What?
Bro, you literally kissed me on the beach.
That didn't happen.
Oh, so this was just a wonderful dream that I had?
Bro,
Maria, what is this love letter supposed to mean?
You obviously wrote that.
This is exactly why my last friend group fell apart, bro.
You told us they died in a climbing
accident. I had to get rid of them. The sexual tension was too...
Someone had to say it. Someone had to say it.
Hey, man, shout out to fucking people, you know? That's what's up. You know what I mean? Someone had to say something. And I'm not just going to sit here and act like...
Someone had to say it.
You know? And what, first things first, once everything's said and done, that's just who I am. 2024.
At the end of the day?
It's the end of the day. And then we sleep. And then we have our dreams that can't be taken away because we're sleeping when we have them. Unless you wake me up. And then you did take me out of that dream, which means you did rob me of my dreams.
There's a lot of end of the days, but there's only an end of today.
And on that note, I just want to let you know, once you get where you're going, you're just going to end up going somewhere else. And that's why life's a journey.
Like Matt says, it's fucking room to room. That's it.
Room to room.
That ass to mouth.
Hey, this is this is Sean after the IRS said that he owes them like $13,000.
Yeah.
Go tell the IRS to suck my fucking dick. I sent that payment out. Postman Pat, bitch, I had to take the paper out.
Damn, the perfect amount of audio to not get
sucked.
Yo, hey. But seriously, on that note, I'm just kidding. How you guys doing?
Yo, okay. Can I ask you guys a question?
I still haven't got my tax return.
Aquarius.
Why the hell are Q-tips so hard to find, man?
Is this a Trap Call Quest joke, or what are we doing?
No, it's serious. Like, every time I need Q-tips.
Vibrant thing. It's a vibrant thing.
Hey.
I'm going through the same thing with quarters.
And no, I mean, like, in the, like, not... Like, they're in stock. It's just that they're always in a different place in the store. And it's, like, no rhyme or reason. There's no indication in this Walgreens and this CVS. And, you know, there's no indication.
Yeah, they're in the dairy section last time I was there.
I don't understand, like, what aisle they really belong in. It'll be, like, subtle differences in what aisle I find them on.
It should be next to the cotton swabs.
That's what a Q-tip is, a motherfucking cotton swab. Or you mean the cotton ball?
Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Bam, bam, pa-gum, pa-gum. Bam, bam, pa-gum, pa-gum.
It's just like I would make a mental note, like, okay, this is where the Q-tips are. And then I end up getting Q-tips from somewhere different, like, months later. And I'm like, man, like, this, they were definitely in a different place the last time I got.
But fuck. Fuck yeah. We made it. Shout out to Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest and his single Vibrant Thing, and also for always being somewhere else in the store. That's what's up.
Keeps you on your toes.
Day was.
That was my thing. What's going on with you guys?
Chilling, dude.
Fucking dude, ain't nothing fucking different, dude.
You know what happened to me today?
What happened to you today?
I grabbed a shop broom. I don't know if you know what that is. And Sean is like, "What are you doing with that? You're using that right now?" We were sweeping the floor. And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's a brush."
Wait.
You're supposed to use that when it's wet. And I'm like, "No, this is a shop broom. It's just like a big broom."
Like the push broom.
Yeah, the push broom.
Nah, dude, that's supposed to be for scrubbing.
You told me that it's supposed to be wet and it's for scrubbing.
I mean, I think it could be used in that capacity, but it's not supposed to be. Nah. Like, first and foremostly, it's a motherfucking broom.
Can you hit the agree to disagree button for me?
That's that. Nah.
Listen, I don't want to fight. Let's agree to disagree.
And never use that sound.
How effective was it in the warehouse? Not that effective, was it?
So what?
Why'd you say we was using the push broom? You might not know what that is.
He just didn't know. He was like, "That's a brush."
No, you said that to me. Like, I want to know what you were like. We were using the shop broom.
Yeah, now he's assuming that all white people are just stupid.
You might I didn't not know say what that
is. Like, I want to know what a fucking broom is.
That's why I was blown away. Now I'm trying to like be like, "Oh, well, maybe people don't know. Maybe not everybody brooms." He said that where he's from, they don't broom. They brush. He's like, "You know, I'm going to brush the floor."
No. What?
And they brooms his hair.
No, over here we sweep.
Yeah, we sweep, dude.
Yeah.
Side to side, no front to back.
Guitar sweeps. Yeah, that's a stupid joke. I'll just jump off a bridge. No, not a gunshot. Jump off the bridge. No. No. Do the other one. Oh my god. All these make me poop my pants.
Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh and sing for the tear.
What the fuck is going on? What is going on?
I hear random sound.
I want my money back.
It's funny because that sound was labeled Cradles Falling Off a Cliff.
Really?
What?
Play another one. Play another one.
Jeez.
I'm about to blow.
One more.
Light work, no reaction.
Light work, no reaction.
Ooh. Okay, it's got a little kick. Ooh. Oh, it's got a little hooker.
Nice, dude. That was creepy. So what game are we playing?
It's called The Forest.
I've been talking about this game for like 2 years.
It's a great game.
This game's called Shut Up, Mom, I'm Playing Games! Yo, right when he got here, he started playing games, and then his cat came up to him like, meow, and he's like, "Oh, shit, you're hungry?" And he went and fed his cat.
Look.
What the fuck kind of priorities do you have in life?
That is literally the biggest lie. I don't know who you're trying to gaslight but yourself. You sat your fat ass on the fucking couch and you didn't move, and I just instantly fed. I didn't start playing the game, by the way. I was trying to figure out how to set it up for the ATEM. Because now we're playing PS5 on this shit. Let's go, boys. Let's go.
Sean.
That's a win.
You could literally do anything. Like, I think if Sean didn't
you
have
see
the
that
PS5.
Cannibal? You see that cannibal?
He would have been raging before the pod.
What's that guy going to do?
Because when I was driving over here and he was texting me, every time I got a notification, I got scared.
Because he's going to attack you.
I was
verbally.
Like, Sean is about to blow up. He got there. I was like, I'm fucking 5 minutes away. And he already got there, and I'm not there. He's about to blow up. And I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. And then I realized why he wasn't getting upset. I got here. He was like, "The PlayStation 5, I got it to work with the ATEM." Yeah. Playing PS5, I'm like, oh.
That was a relief. He knew it was going to be a good day. When on the way over here, he was in the car like, "Fuck my butt! I need to buy PS5!
Fuck! I was like, Jesus, dude. Relax. He's like, fuck, I gotta play. Bro, it's so weird.
I need a prime.
Sorry, that was bad. I'll jump off a bridge now.
You have issues, man.
Yeah.
Counseling.
No, I'm getting a PS.
Today we're gonna be going over 5 Fortnite YouTubers who've sworn.
Yo, there's gonna be repercussions.
Gonna be repercussions?
Yeah, is this about the aliens on the Bayfront?
Nah. I didn't buy into that shit at all.
What happened?
My boy kept giving me talking points, and now I'm like on the fence.
There was aliens at Bayfront?
Allegedly. Carlos, say it.
Allegedly.
So I watched the Iron Claw movie last night. You know what I'm talking about?
Iron Poop?
The Iron Claw movie about the Von Erich family.
Yeah, the wrestling shit with Zac Efron.
Yeah, now I'm not a, like, I enjoy wrestling. I'm not a super big wrestling head, so I never heard of them before. But I kept seeing trailers for the movie. I don't know if you guys
are you talking about Beyond the Mat? It's about those kids, the three, the brothers, all the blonde brothers, the wrestlers.
No.
What is it about? I'm sorry. What is the name of the wrestlers?
Hold on. I got you.
The Von something?
The Von Erichs.
Yeah, that's like a real wrestlers from the 80s.
Yes. No.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it sucked. They all died. It was really sad. A lot of them died. Maybe like one or two are still alive.
You ever seen the trailer?
I saw the Beyond the Dark Side of the Mat documentary series. And and there's an episode about that. Should check it out. It's a really good series.
Ever since I was a child,
people
said my family was cursed. Mom tried to protect us with God. Pop tried to protect us with wrestling. He said if we were the toughest, the strongest,
did you switch over?
Nothing had ever hurt us.
Whoa! We're still seeing guys.
We all did.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, this shit is sick. Nice. All right, there it is.
Pants tomorrow, please, David.
Perry, I want you to join your brothers in the ring.
Yes, sir. I love that.
Now, we all know Carrie's my favorite, then Kev, then David, then Mike. But the rankings can always change.
What do you want in the sky?
I want to be with my family. You know, be with my brothers.
What do you like to do with your brothers?
Kiss.
Together, we can do anything.
We're here to restore justice to the Wrestling Federation that our father built with his own two hands. The hands that were passed down to us. The hands that were given to the Iron Claw to you. So what do you think?
Man, what a rush.
I love
you. That's how they did there.
No, we're
uncle.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, that makes me so happy. I talked to you about something, Mom. Dad's too tough on us. You gotta say something.
Baby, that's what your brothers are for.
Feel that? You feel that? That's
yo, why does Efron look like a fucking...
You're pushing too hard.
So weird.
I'm fine, kid. Seriously, I'm just
saying. You're scared, man. Get all my head of control.
I need to think about my family.
Your job is to wrestle. Live up to that deal or we are through.
I told you to look out for him!
I just love being out there with you guys. It's the only thing that matters to me.
The Bonner will forever be the greatest family in the history of wrestling.
Gay! Nah, it looks good.
So yeah, so
there's one simple theory. Anyone,
man.
So yeah, so I kept seeing trailers for the movie, little snippets everywhere. And like I said, I never heard of Devon Erics, but I was intrigued by the trailers. And man, I ended up watching it, and you know, it was a very sombering film.
Oh, it's out?
Yeah, I just watched it last night.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if you guys know the film studio A24.
Yeah.
So I didn't even realize it was an A24 film until I was into the previews. And man, let me say, they got some fucking bangers lined up. I don't know if you guys remember. I think Carlos might remember me talking about the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I don't remember anything.
Well, I fucking love that movie.
Yep.
And so that for me, that's the first time I became aware of this, even of the existence of A24. Even though I seen a couple other joints that I realized in hindsight were A24, like The Green Knight. And man, but since Everything Everywhere All at Once, you know, I've been a fan of the studio in general. And just, you know, like hearing about, like, during the whole, like, SAG after strike and the contrast between how they handled that and, you know, versus, like, the cunty comments that Bob Iger made. Because I don't know if you guys realize this, but way before, like, while the strike was still going on, they... A24 agreed to all the terms and conditions that the guilds imposed. So that studio was actually allowed to move forward with its projects and such while the strike was still ongoing, because they agreed to all the conditions. And, you know, that's like a stark contrast to fucking Bob Iger, who I've pretty much disliked since then, when he said...
Who's that?
The Disney president. Sorry. He said there's a level of expectation that they have that is just not realistic, and they are adding to the set of the challenges that this business is already facing that is, quite frankly, very disruptive. And, you know, bro, especially with the, like, that's, like, especially with the backlash that Disney's gotten recently, like, that's, like, the wrong attitude to have. Like, you're a fucking, like, millionaire. Disney's a fucking billion-dollar company, like, many times over. And you trying to fucking shortchange the fucking the writers and the actors, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that it was recently too that he was talking about the problem with the Marvel movies that there's not enough suits there. They need more executives there. So yeah, so Bob Iger seems like a fucking cunt. But I seen the previews for these two A24 movies coming out. Love Lies Bleeding and Civil War. I don't know if you guys seen the preview.
I saw the preview for Civil War.
Bro, that shit looks like...
scary.
Scary, right?
Yeah.
You want to watch
it? In California, Texas, let's watch the trailer for Civil War.
Like, I was watching it and I was like, bro, this is like eerily... like, the parallels are eerily... similar,
yeah,
to like
what's happening.
It like damn well could have been you know, just part of the news cycle and not a movie trailer.
Yeah. I'm American. What kind of American?
Yo, Carlos, your playing sounds really good, bro.
One chord only.
All right, I'm about to switch over here. This shit will let me go full screen. It's not fucking working.
This is the gate.
Gate's pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm. Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, don't even get me started.
Army ramps up activity. The White House issued warnings to the Western our president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
Pedro Pascal.
Try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America, the so-called Western forces of Texas and California have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol. Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if...
Every time I survived the war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you?
Yo, he's so good in roles like you that.
Know. Yeah.
Like, you remember him from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, he was the best. I think that's his best role.
Nah, he killed it in Fargo.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch Fargo. It looks really good.
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
If there was a civil war, we would be so fucked. We would be so fucked.
I'd rather watch something else because that shit scares me.
It's just too real.
It's too real, yeah.
But yeah, bro, A24 bringing that fucking heat. And I don't know if you guys want to watch the Love Lies Bleeding trailer. We don't have to.
What is that?
Is the other A24 movie I saw the preview for.
Yeah, let's do it.
Say less.
So, are you putting on another trailer?
Yes.
Nice. I like this. It's like when you go to school and then it's like, oh, we're watching a movie today. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
You talked to your dad recently?
Why?
Wow.
That dude looks like he fucks. Isn't that the dad from the 70s show?
No.
So where did you appear from? Oklahoma? Yeah, I've never been anywhere but here. What were you doing with that big girl?
Get a lot of crazy ass foreigners mostly.
Brazy.
This here's Jackie.
Hi.
She needs a job. Say she'll do anything.
Yeah, you like guns?
You like anal?
Not really.
What the fuck you doing here then? I'm a bit more powerful than a punk.
Wait, no, yeah, he's not right. He's that other actor. What movie was he in?
He's in Westworld. He's like the...
He's in so many things.
He's in a bunch of shit. Yeah, I forget.
He's usually like a fucking president or some shit. Like he plays
or like an asshole military guy or something. Yeah.
I like him with the long hair.
Looks like a warlock.
He's a great actor.
I want to grow my hair down like that.
No.
Looks like you've got your hair.
That's like the House of a Thousand Corpses hairstyle.
Number
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Need to fight back.
It's pretty bad.
I'm gonna tell them everything you ever did.
FBI, open up.
Are you threatening me?
Yep.
Yo, his vocal tone, just that gritty, grungy.
Yeah, A24, at least I really like their filming style.
Yes.
Is she the Hulk or some shit?
Alright, you want to know what I like about this trailer the most?
The chicks are hot, dude. Nice, dude. Nice.
What I like about this trailer the most is that this shit is interesting, but after watching the trailer, I still have no idea what the movie's about.
A bodybuilder?
Yeah, but
that plays with guns?
Like, but I don't know. We don't know what the hell is going on. Like, there's guns. The FBI is involved.
It looks good.
There's chicks working out.
Yeah. I hate when I watch a trailer and I'm like, well, I saw the whole fucking thing.
It gives away everything.
Yeah, I hate that.
And this somehow presents the whole trailer and the whole setting, but you have no idea, like, what the story is.
Yeah.
Like, I think that is a sign of a really good trailer.
I'm a really good movie.
Trailer.
Yeah, because you haven't seen the movie yet.
It's a sign of a good movie through the trailer.
Sign of a good movie trailer because it doesn't give all the shit away, and it still leaves you excited. Haven't seen the movie yet,
but
the movie could still be shit.
Yeah, you haven't seen the movie. I'm just saying.
You're wrong.
It's a trailer that makes you anticipate a good movie.
Let's agree to disagree.
It's a trailer,
but that's not what you said.
We could rewind it. We're gonna listen back on this. I'm gonna be like, you see,
that is not what you said.
All right, don't worry about it.
Damn, Carlos is coming hot, bro. Just going ham over there.
Damn, that was such a flat. Don't worry about it. So something else that made me think of when I saw the trailer. So Kristen Stewart's there, you know, from Twilight, and in the trailer, like. Her character, like, she looks really dope as that character, you know what I'm saying? Nothing reminiscent of Bella Swan. And, you know, like, Twilight, like that was one of those roles that, like, iconic, like, teen role that's, like, very defining and, like, inescapable, you know what I'm saying? Like, Daniel Radcliffe, no matter how many indie films he does, I look at him and see Harry Potter. I'm sorry. I just do.
Of course.
But it's like me, like, watching that trailer and I seen Kristen Stewart and there was no Twilight there, you know what I'm saying? I just saw Kristen Stewart and also like Zac Efron and the Iron Claw and, you know, he was, you know, like 10 years ago, like I would have thought he'd be the High School Musical guy forever.
Nah, he's had a couple serious roles.
He has. And like
old one?
Ted Bundy. Bro.
But really like the physicality he brought to the Iron Claw.
What, bro? You get to play a game. I can't play. You could barely hear it through the mix. Is it really distracting you?
No, I think you should play it louder.
Never mind. Jeez.
Nah, with this guy, bro.
I could
him and my sister. Exactly
I could
the
fucking
same.
Switch sides and team up with anyone at any time. You never know who I'm gonna team up with. Also from Twilight, Robert Pattinson, who's really I think moved on from the Twilight role as well. You know, he had the shit with Willem Dafoe, the
That's
Lighthouse
okay.
movie.
Play. No, I don't want. I don't want to play. It's fine. That's fine.
Guys, Spider-Man's in the middle of the street. Someone play.
Do you recognize the suit?
Really, the Batman movie? It looks like the Amazing Spider-Man suit, right?
Nope.
Oh, Toby suit? Oh, yeah, it's Toby suit. I see it now. But, yeah, bro, the physicality that Zac Efron brought to the Iron Claw. Man, like, it was such a stark contrast to the, you know, Jeremy Allen White. You know, I've been watching him from Shameless. But it's just, like, he was, like, so fucking
jacked. Are you talking
about Lip? Jacked, yeah, that's insane.
Yo, those movies, just make me get, like, insanely inspired to work out. Because it's, like, damn.
Dude, because they're in the movie, like, in the gym. And, like, just, like, I'm going to go fucking pump after this, too, bruh. What?
I've never felt like that.
Never?
No. When I watched Magic Mike, I just jerked off. I didn't think about going to the gym.
Oh, my God.
Bow.
And Magic Mike, too.
Bow. Bow. Bow.
Man.
Does A24 have any Magic Mike movies like that?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the whole roster.
I mean, the last movie was pretty close. Right?
To Magic Mike?
Yeah. What's Magic Mike about? Like, who could be the best stripper? Is that what the movie's about?
I'm a stripper, but I'm still a man, and I have feelings, too.
So, I thought you watched it.
Of course not. Of course I've never seen that.
See, I never know. I never know when it's a bit or when you're being serious.
You think I'm telling people I drag off to fucking Magic Mike XL?
That might be an exaggeration, but I kind of felt like you would have seen Magic Mike.
Nah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, like maybe you didn't jerk off to, but you saw it.
Nah. I never seen it. You know what I asked this guy? You know
Carlos is regretting saying
dude,
that.
Dude, I get he's so like, bored. No, I'm gonna regret. I'm gonna regret saying this right here.
You're gonna say.
I'm gonna say something worse. I'm gonna say something worse. Today at work,
no.
I get bored and I go up to Sean or Mauricio and I ask him. I ask him if it's hard to breathe outside of the water because he looks like a frog, and he loves it. And I think frogs can breathe outside the water. I don't think they have to be under the water. So it's a bad joke, but we still rip them with it. But I went up to Sean today and I told him, do you ever have a dream where you could suck your own dick and you just go with it and you just fucking just no? Have you ever had that dream, Matthew?
No.
What, no. Man? Why you guys say no like that? Like I'm a freak or something, dog? Am I a freak?
I think so.
What's wrong with me? What? Marilyn Manson can do it. I can't do it. Suck his own dick.
He took out a rib, right?
Yeah. That's how they came out with the McRib. They put it on the sandwich.
Look, I have this meme here. This is Carlos.
Boo.
I'm going to read it. Are you ready?
Yes.
In parentheses, kisses the back of your neck while you're peeing at the urinal. Oh. Oh, sorry. I thought you were my wife.
Nice, dude. Nowadays, you could be like, fuck, man. Maybe I look like his wife.
I feel like that's something that's probably happened to Hiram with Sean.
Fuck yeah, dude. That was fire. That was so fire.
Wait, but who's kissing?
Hiram goes up to you and does it to you. And he thinks that you're his sister. You're your sister.
Oh, I get it.
He's like, oh, my bad. I thought you were my wife.
What? You thought you were the one kissing Hiram in that scenario?
Yeah.
My bad. I thought I was your wife.
My bad. I thought I was your wife. What the fuck?
I'd be like, what the fuck? Get the fuck away. What the fuck? What was I thought I was your wife? Why can't you just say, I thought you were my husband? Why can't you just say, I thought it was your husband? Wait, I mean, I thought you were my husband. Yeah, you know what I meant. Jesus Christ. You think Hiram got mad because he posted a picture of his family picture and he wrote, looks like Sean? You think that upset him? He's like, I don't care. He's like, I don't care.
I think this is like the fourth episode he brought that up, so by now, probably. The exact same.
He's going to murder me.
The exact same sentence. It's always the same way you say it, too. Do you think I'm respecting you?
Oh my god. He's gonna kill me. He makes me so nervous. I just hope he's very busy at all times. Man, he's never gonna forget about this.
Because you keep bringing it up.
You're doing it to yourself.
Now I'm thinking about it. The repercussions.
Oh, full circle, back to repercussions.
I've been getting these weird letters, too.
Everything's a drum.
I did a cum. You did a cum? Oh, it sounds like... No, my ears. They're bleeding.
Sorry.
I did a cum.
Where you at? Video. Man, that's just funny. Is it dumb? Is it stupid? No one's up. Trying to get a reaction from you, baby.
What the fuck? And I just watched.
All right, so I'm gonna run through the memes of the week.
Fuck yeah, dude. All
right, so I'll let Carlos. So I think we should each take a turn reading.
Nah, not Sean.
Okay.
Well, since Sean dropped out of school, some of these might be passing.
I really want to thank Sean for just going along with that, not even fighting. He's like, yep, I'm good with that. No, now you have to read two.
All right, Sean, you want to take the first one?
No, sure. He has to do the first two.
The first two? Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going to get a reaction. At a party. Stranger, are you that guy who brags about weird shit? Me. No, I'm the guy who takes the longest baths in the city. It's pretty good.
Okay. Not much of a reaction.
She's so much older. What are we supposed to talk about? 25, 26 years old. 33.
Yeah, he does not. Hey,
cranking my hog.
Hog. My hog is cranked. Crank that hog. Hell yeah. Crank it. 17-year-old.
It's true, man.
Straight cranking.
A man, 17-year-old? They better fucking put it one more year on that. It's almost weird. And why does a 17-year-old look so old? Dude, look at the picture.
They are all God's Neopets, and he forgot the password. Damn, dude.
You remember Neopet?
You needed a password for your Neopet, and it just died shitting all over itself?
I remember always like starting it, but I couldn't pay for the... Like, I would never get... The paid version of it,
where
right?
Do wasn't we even there get like the, a no? Were they probably like the like, back of cereal boxes?
No,
some shit?
Neopets like a Tamagotchi.
No, it was on a website. Oh. A Tamagotchi is a Tamagotchi.
Neopets a Neopet. It's the same thing.
No, Neopet was like online. It was like Club Penguin type shit.
Listen, yes, I don't it was. Fight. Let's agree to disagree.
I feel like there was an online and a physical presence.
There was a physical aspect to it, but it was like cards, I think, or some shit.
Yes, there were cards.
Oh, man, I'm such a dumb.
I wonder if that's just still active.
No. I think I checked like 2016, 2017. And it's the same with Club Penguin because I really wanted to play Club Penguin again, bro. So they do have pocket Neopets.
Yeah, but it's not what I'm thinking. I was thinking of like the Tamagotchis.
Oh, yeah, they got bought out. This just says they're active.
Get out of here, bro. We're streaming Neopets.
Bro, I'm definitely getting...
They're counting down to the Neopets 25th anniversary.
When did this come out? How come I don't know
25 years ago.
I was... 1998.
Really?
Or 99.
This is so weird. All right, I'm down with it. Let's do it. Look, the sun's going down. Now the lonely stoner can seem to free his mind.
Free his mind tonight.
I get it. That's okay. Whoa. As a Cudi, I got it.
Yo, I feel like you should be playing some guitar for this, Carlos.
I feel like Kid Cudi should get booed off a stage every time.
Yo, shut up, bro.
I'm just kidding. I was just there. All right, at that
I'm gonna read this.
You were at
this.
That one?
Yeah, and like I was
there. Were you there at that moment though?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Kanye West is not gonna perform.
Damn,
and Kid Cudi goes up, and then Kanye West goes and performs on the other stage, and it's like, bro, what? This guy's a fucking savage, dude. Everybody's super upset about him not performing, and then so they put it out on Kid Cudi, yeah. And then he goes and performs at another stage. Oh my god! And nobody knew that Gabriel was on the stage. He had no idea. It's fucking savage.
All right, I'm gonna read this. Are you guys ready?
No.
You want me to put it on the screen? I'll put it on the screen.
Yeah.
Better than this.
Update: energy drink popsicle successfully boofed. Trip report.
Keep going. You got me. You got me hooked.
Hey, guys. It's Limp Dick Calvin. Many of you might have seen my post yesterday about my practice of freezing my energy drinks in the icy caffeinicles for my sucking pleasure. Now, quite a few creative folks recommended that I boof the popsicle for maximum caffeine absorption. I've always wanted to boof something, whether that be alcohol, acid, or caffeine, but I never have. Acid is feasible, I guess, but the idea of pouring a liquid down my rectum just sounds difficult and unpleasant. For one, my butthole is rather tight as it has never been penetrated, so I can't imagine my brown balloon knot would be accepting of any liquid visitors, if you know what I mean. Another thing is, if I manage to get the liquid in there and then stood up, is it just coming right back out? Just a total mess of a concept, in my opinion. However, a caffeinicle actually provides me with the perfect way to get an energy drink up my asshole. So I froze a thinner than usual popsicle last night with a mixture of C4 and Monster Energy.
Bro.
And this morning at 11 a.m., I went into my backyard and used a chair to sit on the popsicle, successfully boofing it.
Yo, boofing it? You just fucked yourself in the butt with a popsicle.
Caffeine popsicle.
You didn't boof shit. You just got fucked, dog.
I didn't know if I should bob up and down on it like a dildo, so I just sat there. And boy, was it cold. I felt like I was being possessed by a frost demon. Fucked by a frost demon. However, I felt absolutely electrified. Like my blood was made out of energy drink itself. I don't know if it was the freezing cold or the rapid absorption of caffeine through my colon or both. This felt like Adderall being mainlined into my veins.
Fuck yeah, dude.
After about 3 minutes or so, the popsicle had completely melted in my asshole. I looked around for witnesses, stood up, pulled up my pants, and went to go take a shower in case any leaked out onto my legs. It's been 3 hours since, and I still feel like $1,000. I feel like all my brain fog is gone. And if I wanted to, I could teach myself how to do commercial real estate in like 6 hours of research. I feel like my brain is limitless. Anyways, just wanted to share with you guys. I'll probably be doing this a couple times a week now. That's about it. See ya.
Yo, what's up with you, dog? What's up with that guy, bro? Hey,
Limp
that wasn't boofing though. Like if it's
Calvin,
what?
That's his name. He's in the beginning. He says, "Hey guys, it's Limp Dick Calvin."
Dude, that shit is ridiculous. But it sounds like it's hard to make that up. It sounds like there's so many details.
When he said, "I didn't know if I should sit there or bob up and down on it,"
Bob.
And then he's like,
"Get me off the fucking screen! I can't look at myself."
Oh, man.
It's hard for me, too.
When you look at Sean, it's hard for you?
Let's go. All
right.
Yes. Damn.
On the couch.
Babe, we fucking on the kachouch tonight.
Why is it kachouch?
Because his main line was kachow in the movie Cars. Owen Wilson played a car.
Kachow? Yeah.
Lightning McQueen. What the fuck?
That's not real, is it?
Yeah, it's real, Carlos.
It's real scary, dude. That's fucking horrific.
Remember what you were saying about the frogs in the water and Sean?
Yo, that's Mauricio.
That's what it looks like when you put them in water. When you geek so uncontrollably,
put that
hard
in the work
that
group
you
chat.
Lock in. I'll send it to you after.
So in Colombia.
No, wait. Don't move anything.
You take a picture?
It's one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen.
I've never seen something so scary in my life.
All right.
Let me see. I can't read it.
Can't see it. No.
I can't read it.
Oh.
Move it to the right. All right. I'll have the house salad. Or choose a termite. Oh. Oh.
You want the house salad?
House salad. Me worried she's a termite. Oh. That shit's so funny. A doctor. Are you familiar with syphilis? Me. Who cares about some guy pushing a rock? What did the test say?
That was like a Greek.
Yes. Damn, you got a fucking Greek mythology reference. Proud of you, dog.
I like Greek mythology.
Yeah, I'm sure you like Greek. You like speak Greek? That means anal.
You will never catch me referring to a woman as the girl of my dreams. I have never dreamt of a woman in my entire life. When I was a child, I dreamed of being an aircraft carrier and committing what I now know to be corporate.
'50s guy who just had 6 martinis for lunch, getting back into his Cadillac. I wonder what my bitch wife is making for dinner. Housewife completely zoomed out on lithium, encasing a whole ham in a Jell-O. Yeah, that's funny. My foreskin waiting to reunite me with me in heaven.
Read it, Sean.
Takes one sip of coffee. The poop in my butt.
Bonjour.
It's fire.
On a scale of medieval owl, how are you feeling today?
Feeling like number 8, bro.
I'm a solid 4.
1.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
1.
Yo, you're fucking 2, Carlos.
Nah, 3. Next.
Good afternoon. I just read the sentence, vampires can't cream pie, can't cream pie you unless you ask them to come inside. And I don't know what to do with that knowledge. No? Okay. Tough crowd.
I know y'all don't believe me, but I'm going to live behind the shed. Because I don't care. All y'all sucker-ass busters, you can all pay all the rent you want. Pay all the rent you want, man. Not me. I'm going to be sliding up in here. I just go to apartment parties every single night of my life. And then I sleep over at the apartment party. And then every night I do that, and so then I have fun, and I don't ever pay no rent, and I got a bunch of friends. Let's see you do that, mom's boyfriend with no name.
Is this a joke? Is that real?
Yeah, I think it's a skit.
Oh, okay.
But the comments, I forgot to move them over to the laptop. But Steady Lifter said, mom's boyfriend been real quiet since this drop. And Silas Maximus said, landlords hate this one simple trick. And Brian Michael 710 said, everyone in Michigan is related to at least one dope fiend like this.
Well, his hairline is dope as fuck. Like, he got the sick ass tape.
Like spider legs.
That's commitment.
They say he got the Ralph Wickham cut.
Oh my God. That's good. He does look like Ralph.
All right. You guys can take this.
You're like, all right, y'all can take this.
Remember, you got to paint a picture for the people listening. They can't see it.
Okay, so there's a man holding a giant bottle of pre-cum into a bowl that says my pants. And then the person says me eating crab rangoon. So a lot of pre-cum in your pants from crab rangoon. It's the cream cheese.
Sean?
Only with the incredible power of the human digestive system am I able to turn dog pee into human pee. Wow.
Wow, dude. We got to start vetting these. If you think about the vastness of space and how enormous our galaxy is and how big our planet is and how small we are, I'm not really eating all that much cheese.
It's true.
Once bought a bottle of Benadryl thinking of it was melatonin, took like three every night and had spider nightmares for two straight months. Never once did I think something was wrong. Was just like, man, it's hell getting old, isn't it? My God, bro.
Yo, spider nightmares are the worst, dude.
Man, getting old sucks.
And you take three of them?
It's every like night.
Nightmare. It's so funny.
Have you ever had like a spider, like a crazy ass spider nightmare?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
Sean, look what it is.
Yo, shout out. It's Sean. What if we went down to Bigfoot titty nipple slide together?
Let's go.
And it's a giant Bigfoot Sasquatch with
slides coming out of his tits. Let's go.
Carlos, you remember last week when Sean was like, guys, look at my story. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
This was it.
Yeah, I saw it. I haven't talked about it since, to be honest with you. He was proud in the moment, though.
Forgets all memories.
Some of y'all afraid to be corny, but I was born on the Cobb.
Sorry.
Haven't you heard?
I think that went really well.
What?
You say you have to leave at 7?
Yeah, bro. Damn, man. Nah, I have to go to Publix and go home and stuff. Man, why you? You know
what? What? What are you trying to say?
Nothing, bro. I'm just chilling, dog.
Oh my God.
No. You're doing it in front of everybody. No. We'll talk about it later.
Damn, my bad. My bad, bro.
Right, guys? Hey, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
All right, cool. I don't like the chicken on the rice. I think it's separate.
Damn, I forgot what the video game.
Spider-Man 2 on PS5.
sounded like.
I think I talked about it yesterday or last week.
Yo, was that a woman screaming in the...
No, that was Ike from Smash Bros.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll go tell you that you was right, bro, about Lord of the Rings, Shadow of Mordor.
Great game.
No, it repetitive. Is a great game, but the repetitiveness just makes it really tedious.
Yeah. The best system about it was like the whole orc captain system where you could like take out the captains and shit like that and they would shuffle the board. It was cool combat, it was fast, good graphics, but super repetitive.
And then for me, because, you know, I was out of town, I've been busy, so I was off for a few weeks, and I was going to get back on and play, and I was like, man, like, I don't even want to. Like, I feel like, once you play the game for an hour, you play the game. Yeah, there's nothing else to it.
The second one, they did add a little bit, at least, like, atmosphere into the open world, but it's kind of the same shit. So, it's all right. Baldur's Gate, though? Holy shit. I done fucked every companion.
I believe you.
Including the dog.
I believe you.
You know, just to weigh my options out. You know what I mean? I made a save for each fuck.
What?
Just so I could go back to it if I want to.
Oh, you made a save.
I made an individual save for each lay.
That's like, I feel like this is getting like eerily close to leaving all your favorite porn video tabs open in the private browser so you can go back to them whenever you want.
No, I like to like try and remember it or just be like, just put like a random vague description in Google of like the video.
Wait,
to see if it'll pop up. Because then when you find it, it's like a fucking treasure hunt.
Oh my God. When you said you'd rather try to remember it, I thought you were talking about the Baldur's Gate saves. You were like, nah, I don't like to go back and watch. I like to remember it when I was fucking the dog. I hope no one clips that out of context.
What the fuck did you just say? You're fucking the dog?
It was a bit.
Nice.
It was a bit.
It was a pit, like a pit bull?
No, it was a bit.
I haven't heard of that breed.
I can't wait to play it with.
It's like a people. Bull terrier bit.
Like on a fucking, because you could play up to four people, I think, like on the same screen.
Can they all fuck?
Have a game night. I'm pretty sure we could all fuck each other.
I've done four people on the bed. Not on the, I don't know about the game.
All dudes.
I don't know what they're at the moment. I don't think that's what they're identifying as, but technically, yes.
Technically?
So, video game, dude, that's sick. I love that game. What is that, Lord of the Rings?
Baldur's Gate. The Dungeons and Dragons game.
No, but isn't the video game of the week, what's the video game of the
week? Oh, Shadow of Mordor. That can't be the video game of the week.
I wasn't saying. I was just going off the top of it. I wasn't saying that's the video game of the week. I was literally talking about how I didn't want to go back to play it.
Oh, nice. Well, the segment of the end of the segment that says video game of the week.
And then we're just like, we're just going to talk about video games. It's not going to be a video game of the week. It's just about video games.
I thought, oh my bad. I thought that's what it was.
Play it.
Play what?
The soundbite. Listen to it.
Yeah! I like turtles. Video game of the week. Oh, it does say video game of the week.
Yeah, but forget about it. Let's just pretend it doesn't say that and do whatever.
What do you think it said? Video game of the week.
It said we're going to sneak into Matt's room while he's sleeping and rape him. Oh.
This is Carlos. This is Carlos.
Y'all won't believe I almost had a threesome last night. Y'all won't believe how close I got. The only problem was I needed two more dudes, and I'm on my way to fuck a dude. I know I ain't the only one that be just chilling in the rain, and you just get that urge to fuck a dude.
Genius comedy. This guy's definitely a genius.
The last one when he in the rain.
That Carlos energy.
Yo, you guys got anything you want to talk about?
Nope.
I have to make enchiladas. Damn. I mean, you were. Guitar goes do go bang go gang go gang go do bang do do bang do bang do do bang do do bang do bang do do bang.
Yo, I want to learn how to play guitar this year.
Do it.
From shrooms to Skyrim, with Matthew and Kyle.
Cake man, cake man, cake man.